Cameras are we rolling? Are you good to go? Guys, we have with us Mr. Cheteshwar Pujara. Before we continue, please put your phones on silent, and if you wish to ask a question, please raise your hands. Who would want to go first?
Is that too much a concern?
No, I don't think so. Not at all. I think we got enough practice, even as a batting unit and as a bowling unit. I think we wanted to work on few areas, and I think we utilized all 3 days properly. We also had some net practice while the game was going on. So I don't think it was a concern at all, and I think we got enough practice and we did what we wanted to do.
I know you're motivated to win every test match and series, but is there an extra motivation to come here and be the first team to win in Australia?
See, to be honest, wherever we travel, especially outside India, we always want to win. In India, we have been doing really well, but whenever we travel overseas, there is always an extra motivation to do well. And yeah, we have been playing good cricket outside India now, and this is a very good opportunity for the team to perform well. And we are looking forward for this series, and hopefully we'll be able to put up a good show.
Whenever India travels overseas, there's a lot of focus on Virat Kohli as the leading, obviously he's the captain, but also because he's the leading batsman inside. Does that release pressure on someone like you and Ajinkya Rahane and others, or does that put more pressure on you because you look at South Africa and England and those series didn't go India as well?
Well, to be honest, we play as a team, and when we are out there batting, it's always about batting as a unit. So I can't say whether it puts more pressure or less pressure. I think when you go out there, you want to perform to best of your ability, and rather than thinking about whether you have extra pressure or not, you always want to do well. Whenever you play for the Indian team, you have some goals as a batting unit and you want to accomplish that. So when it comes to pressure, I don't think there is any pressure. As a batting unit, we most of our batters are experienced enough. So when we go out there, we trust our preparation and try to perform to our ability.
Yeah. Just talk a bit about Ravi Ashwin. Obviously, his record in Australia is not as good as it is in India. What improvements have you seen in him that gives you confidence that he could do well in Australian condition?
I think I always say this. He's a clever bowler. He reads the batsman really well. And if you see his recent bowling, I think he has made a lot of changes. I can't describe what it is, not in front of the media, but he has made some adjustments, and which has helped him. Especially he also has played some county cricket, and he has played enough cricket in England, which is obviously overseas, different conditions, not much help for the spinner. So I think when he's playing in Australia, he knows what he has to do. He has also played a series in 2015. So he's very confident now, and yeah, whatever adjustments he had to make, he has already done it.
Well, what do your bowlers have to do differently on Thursday against Australia that they did against the Cricket Australia 11 and conceding 500 runs? What will you do differently?
Bowlers already had a meeting, and conceding 500 runs in a warm-up game doesn't mean anything. I don't think it was a test match, so we are very much worried about it. Our bowlers knows what they have to do. Again, I can't say what their game plan is, but they know what line and length to bowl in Australia. And most of our bowlers have played a test series in 2015. So even as a bowling unit, we are very confident. But I think they will just stick to their basics, and they know what they have to do.
Last few.
When India played Australia last year in India, sledging was a big part of the series. I guess it was a different time in Australian cricket when they were playing more aggressively. But do you still see that that's a big part of how India will play this series? Do you think Australia would be vulnerable to that, given they may be lacking a bit of confidence as a team?
Well, I can't comment on what Australia will do, but when it comes to Indian cricket, we would like to play a brand of cricket which we have been playing. Sledging, I don't know. I can't say anything what happens when we start off playing the first test match. But one thing which we are sure is to play competitive cricket and enjoy our game rather than worrying about sledging. When the test match starts, if it happens, it happens, but we are not very much focused on it. What we are focused on is to play good cricket and to win the test series here.
Last three. You
obviously have to face India's fast bowlers in the nets, and you've seen them perform around the world. Do you think now it's at a point where India's sort of pace attack is as strong as Australia's, and it's somewhere where you can, you know, match them?
Yeah, I would agree, because in last few years we have produced some quality fast bowlers, and even when it comes to bench strength, even if a couple of our fast bowlers are injured, we still have some backup. So when it comes to fast bowling, this is probably one of the best fast bowling attack we have in many years. I'm not saying that we didn't have a good fast bowling attack in past, but maybe I don't know the reason, but it could be IPL, which has helped produce good fast bowlers, and which is benefiting the Indian test team at the moment.
Just for yourself, so personally, how much confidence do you draw from past performances against the Australian bowlers, particularly that innings in Ranchi?
Hey, it does help when you have performed well against a particular side, and when you have faced some bowlers in the past, you also know what are their strengths and weaknesses, what to expect from them. So playing and performing well against them will help me in this series, but it will be a fresh start, and I don't want to focus too much on what I have done in the past. I would like to stay in present, and when the first test starts, I'm very confident, but at the same time I would like to respect the opposition.
And Chetashwar, just being back here in Adelaide, first time for test since you and the team since 2014, just wondering how it feels to be back here and remembering what was probably one of the most memorable tests in recent years. Does it seem that way to you? Does it hold a special place?
Yeah, it is, especially coming at Adelaide and playing another test match and start of the test series. It is a special place. Most of our players were here in 2014, so we have fond memories. And I think when we come to Australia, I mean, weather is very similar, maybe slightly cooler compared to India. But when we play overseas, somewhere in England or South Africa, it's quite cold over there. So weather is not a big concern for us, and we enjoy playing in Australia.
I guess I just meant more like that there was a very emotional test, and particularly short time in Australian cricket. Does that resonate with you? Do you remember that a lot?
Yeah, we do, but sometimes you still have to move on. It was an emotional test match, but yeah, I mean, the game moves forward, and even you have to.
Last two.
We saw the incredible amount of Indian support in Sydney at T20. What can we expect here? Do you think there'll be outnumbering the Aussie fans, and how much does that mean to you as players?
It is always special when you have some Indian supporters around. I don't know when it comes to numbers, but if they are around in the stadium cheering the Indian team, it does help us.
Yeah.
Chetashan, winning a test series from here in Australia will be the biggest motivation for this group going into the series.
Sorry.
Winning a test series for the first time here in Australia will be the biggest motivation for the group.
Yeah, it will be. I think being the number one test team, we always look to win each and every series, and this is no difference. We would like to perform well, start off well. We definitely want to win the series, but one test match at a time. We would like to do well in the first test match and then take the next step forward.
Final one.
You talked about the decision not to train today. Was that always planned, or was it affected by what happened in Sydney and being out in the field for so long, and the need to keep everyone fresh after that?
To be honest, we got what we wanted in the practice game, and the trainer and the physio has been monitoring the workload. So depending on that, we thought that it is best to take a break today and then train for next 2 days and be fresh for the test match.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. How are you?